putting trust in Allah. Since Allah is the only decision maker, every happening is in favor of the believers. Everything has been planned for the benefit of religion and for the believers' life in the hereafter. Believers can refer to their past experience to see that there is a good for them at the end of every event. For that reason, believers put their entire trust in Allah. He is the one and only protector. What a believer should do is to behave as Allah wants him to, fulfilling his responsibilities but depending on Allah for the outcomes. The following verses express this mystery which is unknown to unbelievers. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. For those who fear Allah, He ever prepares a way out, and He provides for him from sources he never could imagine. And if anyone puts his trust in Allah, sufficient is Allah for him. Verily, for all things has Allah appointed a due proportion. Surah At-Talaq, verse 2 and 3. Say, nothing will happen to us except what Allah has decreed for us. He is our protector, and in Allah let the believers put their trust. Surah At-Tawbah, verse 51. What the believers should say to the unbelievers is also stated in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. And why should we not put our trust in Allah while He indeed has guided us our ways? And we shall certainly bear with patience all the hurt you may cause us, and in Allah alone let these who trust put their trust. Surah Ibrahim, verse 12. In another verse it is said, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. If Allah helps you, none can overcome you. And if He forsakes you, who is there after Him that can help you? And in Allah alone let believers put their trust. Surah Ali Imran, verse 160.
www.harunyahya.com